This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Good morning, everyone, or afternoon, or late evening, if you're listening to this on our podcast. My name's Todd Kidd, and I'm filling in for Fred Penny here on Radio Law Talk. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Glad to have you here with us on this fine Saturday, for those of you listening live. It's a beautiful day outside our palatial studios. Nice few clouds in the sky. Brisk morning walk this morning. Who am I kidding? I got a bad back. I walked like 15 feet before I had to sit down. My Uber driver was awesome, though. And by Uber driver, I am referencing the man behind the glass, Mr. Cal Hunter. Cal, how are you doing?
You know, Todd, I'm exceptional. Like I said, my clock is an hour off, so I had to get that set. But otherwise, everything is well with me. I had to broadcast a high school football game last night and tried a new STL studio to transmitter link system. And it failed miserably, so now I have to have a technical meeting on Monday to get that resolved. That'll be fun.
I noticed the acronym is STL, Studio to Transmitter Link System,
yes.
As opposed to a Studio to Transmitter Design, and the STD acronym would get me.
Yeah, we don't use that in radio.
Yeah, okay.
That's only used in radio with a private meeting with the boss, apparently.
Yes, yes. Oh, I don't know. What happened? It was filled with viruses. I couldn't make it.
Fortunately, I've never had to use that, and fortunately, hope I never will. I'm sure I never will.
Excellent.
So, Todd Kuhnern, of course, you've had a rough evening, and the Red Bluff Spartans, my football team that I broadcast for, they won 18-0.
Nice.
That was very nice. They started off the season with a win, but it's such an odd thing. Here it is, March. The first day of spring is today, and I'm broadcasting, which should be baseball games, and I'm broadcasting high school football.
I was going to say that. I was like, well, wait a minute. No, normally, when you broadcast, it's the fall, you know, the cool, brisk nights and all that.
It was cool and brisk last night, I'm telling you. Oh, man. Because, as we say in California, the temperature dropped 3 degrees. I was freezing.
Oh, good heavens.
Well, we were on top of the press box. We weren't inside. You know, one thing you learn about California is the press box is actually the coach's box. They lie. So the press gets to sit up on top or out on the edges. You don't get to actually use the press box. You know, that's for the coaches and their cameras so they can shout at their coordinator, listen, you don't make that block or I'm going to come down there and get, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, I did I do baseball play-by-play for one team in particular in the local area. It's a
you can plug them. Say their name.
So, you visit our Gold Sox. So I do baseball play-by-play for them. I've done that for the past 5 seasons. And a couple of years ago, year before last, 2020 was just a loss. Although we did do baseball, we were the only league in California that got to do baseball last year.
Did they spread out the bats in between ABs?
They didn't do that, but we had a few fans in the stands, but socially distancing and what have you. But a couple of years ago, I had a chance to do play-by-play for a semi-pro minor league ball club, and it was interesting because they said, okay, show up to this field, you'll be with this guy, he's the regular. So I show up there, I go to the booth, all right, I'm here to do the play-by-play, and it was an away game for the team I was going to be calling for. And
right.
They said, you need to go down over there, and I go down, and no joke, there was one of these 4x4 party tables that was set up right next to the dugout up against the chain link fence, and that's where we broadcast from.
So like a Costco card table.
Pretty much.
Like that.
Pretty much. And and it was also in the Napa Valley, which was very cold at that point, even though it was August, and I
That was an interesting game, but I had fun.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think. I have many horror stories about broadcasting and the weather, but last night it just got really California cold. I mean, you know, for us. In Idaho, they go, 3 degrees. Oh, God, what did it get down to? No, it got down to 39 degrees, Todd, with a big, heavy wind. It was freezing.
But listen to us. We're talking about play-by-play and all this kind of stuff, and everybody's going, well, is this radio law talk? Well, you know, so all right, folks, listen.
Play-by-play, men need law, too.
Well, hey, they have contracts they sign for that kind of stuff. So we got a lot of stuff to cover today, and I mean, Tiger Woods back in the news. We've got, from the sports world, Tiger Woods, Deshaun Johnson, Vanessa Bryant. Deshaun Johnson with the Houston Texans. He's in some...
Johnson or Jackson?
Deshaun Jackson. I apologize. Deshaun Jackson for the Houston Texans. A lot of allegations, which if true, are very serious.
Yeah.
And he'll, you know, they're all allegations at this point, but still, whether they're true or not, it's serious in the sense that it needs to be taken seriously and responded to and focused on. And so he's got some legal battles there. And look, I don't want to diminish the claims that are coming out of there. If true, it's absolutely horrible conduct. But by the same token, innocent until proven guilty.
Right. And also, I had a friend of mine who played in the NBA. Not a friend of mine, a guy, you know, that I talked with from the Sacramento Kings from time to time. And he said the NBA gave players a seminar on how to appropriately have intimate relations and avoid lawsuits down the road from people who see you as nothing but a pile of cash.
You know, I think every major sports organization has those. I know that the NFL does, and I'm going to talk about that with regard to the Deshaun Jackson. We can't get into the specifics because they're really, it's difficult to do that because it's so early, but there are some preliminary issues that raised some questions on both sides, and we'll talk about that. Vanessa Bryant, the widow of Kobe Bryant, she's in the news with a filing that actually, just in the caption of the filing, raised some eyebrows. What else do we have? Oh, Johnny Depp back in the news again.
Oh,
I mean, it's too bad Fred isn't here. Fred is on assignment today.
Yep.
And it's too bad that Fred is not here because I know that he absolutely misses talking about Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah. I think it's his favorite thing to do in the world.
I'm calling man crush right there. Okay. We've also got a couple of interesting things. French court weighs in on what people can or cannot name their children. We have an interesting case out of the state of Kansas regarding a legislative official and a DUI, DUI.
Yeah.
And look, I'm going to intersperse today with some interesting, we'll do case or no case probably coming up after the break, which is awesome because I'm the only one here for the first hour. So this is my opportunity to make points.
It's you or me, mano a mano, Todd.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, look, I know you make the rules, but I'm going to suggest that maybe this is a 10-point round, but whatever.
Okay, 150 points, winner take all,
But we've got a couple of interesting lawsuits, interesting tales that are out there. Cal.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever seen a commercial of any sort?
Yes.
For a company that sells a barley-based beverage, starts with a B, rhymes with beer.
Sure,
okay.
Of course, yes.
And they're usually grandiose. I remember seeing one for one particular company where, you know, their slogan was, you know, at the end, was, you know, it doesn't get any better than this. Bunch of guys out in the middle of nowhere drinking a beer.
And no girls, so you know they're lying.
But the interesting thing is this particular commercial, he says, you know, it just doesn't get any better than this. And then the voiceover comes on, and then in parachuted the Swedish bikini team, and things certainly got better.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you get the, you know, what those are. Well,
they're trying to attract sexual attraction with something that makes you sloppy drunk. Yeah,
you know, back in 1993, an individual sued Anheuser-Busch because his claim was that by drinking their beverage, he did not end up living the lifestyle that he saw in the commercials. He didn't get the beautiful girl. Everything wasn't peachy.
So the hops-based beverage did not improve his life.
Yes. He said that the Overton said that the plaintiff said that the company's ads showed beer's ability to enable scenic tropical settings and beautiful women and men engaged in unrestricted merriment, and he just did not have that.
Hmm.
So, you know, breach of implied contract. Not shocking. He lost.
Yeah, every time my heart goes out.
He lost. Yeah. We're going to talk about some of those when we come back throughout the program. Cal, take us to our
I mean, I've heard of time in the bottle, but that's ridiculous. Okay. Todd Kuhnen will be back with more segment two of Radio Law Talk on this first hour. Stay tuned. Denise will be here and explain to us what it was like to get shot. That's coming up next here on Radio Law Talk. So if you stay there, we'll be back momentarily.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-493-6112. 800-493-6112. 800-493-6112.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk.
And now back to the show.
You know, Cal, yes, as sir. Fred often says,
yes,
the probably the primary, the biggest reason that people tune into Radio Law Talk is
but he's
to
just
hear,
being nice when he says that.
Well, he yeah. says it, but, you know, when Fred says something, you know, it's like, it always reminds me of those E.F. Hutton commercials. When E.F. Hutton speaks, people listen.
It does carry a little weight.
Yes, he does. And so, you know, he always says that people listen for case or no case. So I'm pretty certain we've got one.
We do. And I, and in fact, I have three of them, but we'll start with this one today.
All right.
It's time to play Case or No Case.
I was discussing with my bride this morning as I was driving to the show. I'd call her every morning at 7:30 just so we can, you know, get the day going. And she said, are you sure you're going to do one with just Todd there? Is that fair? And I said, yeah, to Todd it is.
Wait a minute. Wait, Donna was, she was stepping up for other people?
Well, she just said, well, think about it. What do you think about it?
I feel hurt and betrayed.
That's what, exactly. I said, when I tell Todd that, he's going to wonder what life is all about. Okay. James Ferris's son, James Jr., was getting married. He had ponied up a lot of money, James Ferris had, for the lavish ceremony and the party which followed. James's wife, Laurie, had a little issue. She hoped would be taken into consideration by James Jr.'s bride, Elka. The very smell of lemon repulsed her. Everyone in the family knew. Come wedding day, after a lovely ceremony, it was time for the meal. And then, of course, you know, the dancing and drinking and all that stuff. Elsa's choice for the meal? Lemon chicken. Choice for dessert, lemon meringue pie. Choice for the beverage, lemon egg. Now, in all fairness, she did know that her mother-in-law did not like these things, so she went out and got her a Subway meatball sandwich and a Diet Coke. She said, well, you know, I'm looking out for her. She plopped it down in a white bag in front of her at the big reception table and said, there you go, lunch is served. So, of course, James' dad was furious enough to go speak to legal representation to see if he could sue his son's bride's family or her to recover some of the costs from the reception that so deeply offended his wife. When confronted, the bride said, well, she likes Subway and I like lemon chicken. We both got what we wanted. What's the big deal? Right? And so I ask you, Mr. Kiernan, case or no case? Yes, I can dig around and root out some weird ones.
You know, listen. The first thing that comes to my mind when I heard this particular scenario,
yeah,
is, boy, we are not getting the whole story here about the history between the bride and the, up to this point, future mother-in-law.
There's got to be more to it than that.
Because,
I agree with that.
Yeah. Because, yeah, you know, there is... That's a pretty bold move to do at a wedding, but one that I have to assume isn't something that would come completely out of nowhere. There had to have been friction between the two of them.
All I can say is this. It sent a message.
Oh, it did. Now listen, when the ammunition is going back and forth between two parties in a relationship war like this.
Right.
Common sense goes out the window. And I would say that if common sense prevailed, that this would be no case, there would be no lawsuit. Okay? If common sense prevailed.
Big if.
But because people get so ticked off and common sense goes out the window, I could absolutely see somebody filing a lawsuit, the mother-in-law, the father-in-law of the bride, filing a lawsuit to get back at the bride. And so I'm going to say that this is a case, and the bride prevails.
Dad said, I want my 15 grand back, and I want it now.
And, yeah, and he doesn't get it back. Yeah, I think everything that he did is, there's no contract. Everything that he did would be deemed a gift. And there's no contractual obligation in a gift. No, if I give you this gift, then you have to perform a certain way. No promise of performance. So, case, bride wins, dad loses.
Okay, so dad said, I want my $15,000 back, or at least that's what he would have said. Had it been a case. It's a true scenario. This really happened. But there was no lawsuit.
There was no lawsuit filed.
It was just one of those things, one of those relationship letters I read, you know, dear whatever, dear Miss Manners or whatever. And, you know.
Oh, my gosh. That is brutal.
Isn't it? But it actually happened. She did buy the lemon, and she did plop down a Subway meatball sandwich in front of Ma and Ma and said, there you go, baby.
It makes you, what is it? You know, I have a daughter. And I've got a son. My son's only 15. My daughter is 20.
Yeah.
And, you know, she comes to me for advice and on occasion for dating. And I'm looking at her going, really? You want to come to the 53-year-old divorce guy for dating advice?
Probably not the best source.
We talk about the disclaimers that we give here on Radio Law Talk, that we're not giving legal advice.
Right.
Please don't take what we say and go into the courtroom and say, and say, you know, but on Radio Law Talk, we heard we're not giving legal advice.
And the same is true on Todd's dating advice.
Yes.
Just in case you're wondering.
Do not get involved in a conversation with your significant other, I tell my daughter. I say, well, my dad said, because you'll probably lose right there. But one thing that I have just known and observed, I got sisters and I've had friends and I have been on the planet for over a half century now. One thing I know is if you don't get along with the in-laws, it's not a 100% guarantee, but it is going to make things difficult going forward. And boy, if things had escalated to the point where she was giving Mom stuff that would make her, you know, blow chunks in the middle of dinner.
Well, I mean, it's the equivalent of marking your territory in the wedding reception, is it not? I mean, it just seems like a rather blatant move. But this actually happened, and the mom was just furious. Apparently, at the reception, she threw the sandwich and, you know, huffed out of there. And the dad paid $15,000, and he did ask for his money back. He did not sue, but he did ask for his money back.
But what we did not hear was that Mom also showed up to the wedding in a long, white, flowing dress to overshadow the bride.
With a big ring.
Oh, my gosh. We're through a half hour, folks. We're at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us. We come back. If you want to call us, 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-529-7234. If we have a call, we'll take the call. Otherwise, we're going to get into some sports-related stuff, probably starting with Tiger Woods.
We just had a call telling us that, remember, it's Deshaun Watson. Just remember that.
Yes, yeah, yes. So I apologize. I said Jackson a couple times. It's Watson.
He's got it now. He's got it now. Radio Law Talk will be right back. Hold on.
This is Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PENNEY-Lawyers.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-493-6112. 800-493-6112. 800-493-6112.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
President Biden celebrating a COVID milestone, 100 million vaccine doses administered since taking office in January. Biden yesterday visiting the CDC. He explains why it's such an important achievement.
Because this is the United States of America, for God's sake. Mm-hmm. There is nothing, nothing, nothing we cannot do when we do it together. And that's what you're showing everybody.
But Dr. Anthony Fauci, among those saying it's too soon to declare victory.
About 23% of the country has at least one vaccine. About 12 to 13% are fully vaccinated. We've got to get that up a bit higher before we start pulling back on some of these public health measures.
Dr. Fauci telling MSNBC yesterday, we're at the point where Europe was a few weeks ago when they thought they were turning a corner. A German official saying yesterday, though, that cases are rising at an exponential rate, and another lockdown could be announced as soon as Monday ahead of a possible third wave of infections. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is no fun.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
All right, we are back here at Radio Law Talk. Todd Kunin. I'm sitting in the host's chair for Fred Penny, who's on assignment. I always miss Fred when he's not here. And Cal.
That means that Fred just lost the case or no case because you're in his chair.
That works for me. You know, the thing is it wasn't a takeaway point, so it works for me, but it doesn't add as a detriment to him. Yeah. So once again, Fred Penny comes out on top.
It's just how he is. Good for
him. So, again, yes, I had been saying Deshaun Jackson. It's Deshaun Watson, who is the Houston Texans quarterback, and he's facing some allegations. Let's go right to that and talk about. So recently, in the last week, there have been several lawsuits that were filed by a Houston-based attorney on behalf of what started out to be, let's see, there was one and then two, and then he said he had, I think, two or three more filed. And then the last count that I heard was that this Houston-based attorney had 10 different alleged victims claiming sexual misconduct on the part of Deshaun Watson. Now, these are all allegations, and they appear to have all allegedly occurred in the context of massages. That's the allegation that he was receiving, and none of these claims appear to be more than a year old. I think the earliest claim was alleged to have occurred last August or July, somewhere along in there. And so Deshaun Jackson is facing these allegations and these lawsuits. And according to Jackson, and I think the statements made by the plaintiff's attorney, that Jackson has known about the complaints not the filed complaint, but has known about the subject matter for a while because the Houston-based attorney reached out to Jackson and his legal representative at the time and proposed a settlement. Deshaun Jackson released it. I'm aware of these. I found out that the complaint was filed on social media, but I was aware of the allegations. I was also aware of the, I think, a six- or seven-figure settlement offer that was made by the plaintiff's attorney prior to filing these actions, and there's no merit to them. This is what Jackson or Watson is saying. There's no merit to the allegations.
Let's change his attorney's name to Jackson. That'll make it all work.
Yeah, yeah, we could do that. Well, he did change attorneys. So the attorney that Watson had representing him when the plaintiffs first reached out is not the same attorney representing him now.
So question. So when a case settles, let's say that the female who went after Deshaun Jackson filed...
Deshaun Watson. Now, see, it's contagious. I've given
Jackson,
it to you. Yes.
The attorney who went after Deshaun Watson settled, he would get a percentage of that settlement, I mean, if Watson had settled. So does the defense attorney, does he just get billable hours, or does he get a cut of a settlement? I'm just wondering why a guy would advise his client to settle when clearly, at least in the client's view, there was no merit to the charge against him.
Well, when it comes to it's common to hear the term that attorneys take cases on a contingency basis.
Right.
Personal injury attorneys, they'll take a case, no out of pocket to the client. The attorney gets paid as a percentage of whatever the case wins. But defense attorneys,
or a larger percentage if it settles.
Yeah, but the defense attorneys, I think it would be very hard for a defense attorney to take a case on a contingency because you're trying to get no award whatsoever. If a defense attorney, think about the conflict of interest here.
Oh, yeah. Obviously.
Let's say I'm a defense attorney and I say, okay, listen. If it settles for $500,000, I get 10% of that, right? Even though you've just paid. So you pay $500,000, you got to pay me another $50,000.
Right.
Okay. Well, now the defense attorney would have a financial incentive to bump the set. You know, I know they offered to settle for $500,000, but I really think you ought to throw in another $5,000. Make it $1 million.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I guess that's why I posed the question. In other words, why would a person defending an accused individual say, that's it, I'm done? Thank you. He either thinks there's merit to the charges against Watson, or they had some other disagreement, perhaps financial or something
else.
Well,
yeah, I think you're ignoring something else there with that, which is that it might not have been the attorney who said, okay, I'm done. It might have been Watson saying, you know, because, look, I looked up the attorney for the plaintiffs, right? Very well-known attorney. He has secured, like, I think he said $3 billion in stuff for plaintiffs. He's got a jet, drives a Bentley. You know, he's
one of those guys.
He's pretty well off and has handled some pretty high-profile cases. You get a guy like that, an attorney like that with their law firm, and the person representing Watson, let's say that, look, he's one of those attorneys. I can represent you in the smaller stuff,
but Jetta. Yeah.
But this is going to take full court press with all of this. You know, we're going to have to throw the kitchen sink in here to defend you. You'd be better off with somebody that is already set up to do this.
Oh, I see.
And I will say that the attorney that he hired, I don't want to mention any names. I'm going to quote Fred Penny. I'm not going to give him free publicity. But I'm going to tell you this, that the attorney that Watson is now, that now represents Watson, is the same attorney that represented Roger Clemens.
Oh, so a guy you would call a
high-profile attorney. He represented Roger Clemens when all that stuff went down with, oh, you gave bad evidence.
Like having Denise Dirks as your attorney in a divorce case. The same power comes right just like that.
No, you know, so if somebody came to Todd Kuhn and said, can you handle my divorce? I would say, look, I could, but you would have to accept the fact that I am also reading the How to Handle Divorce for Clients for Dummies book right next to me. So I could represent you, but you gotta don't pay no attention to the book I'm reading. Or you can go to Denise that already has the systems in place, has been doing this forever, and is very good at it. By the way, Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
So good to see you.
Yeah, you couldn't do the divorce because you would feel that you were not competent in doing the divorce.
Absolutely.
And you could not represent somebody in a case that you don't feel confident. Like, I could not do a criminal case at all. I would not feel confident.
I just raised the question because it was obvious to me that if an attorney quits, there's some conflict somewhere, especially from a multimillionaire like Deshaun Watson. There's money flowing. I mean, there has to be.
All we really know is that he has changed counsel.
Yeah.
Right? All we know is he's changed counsel. And quite frankly, given the fact that this case is snowballing, I mean, it went from one or two, now it's up to 10 potential plaintiffs and different lawsuits going on.
Yeah.
I think that if the attorney who originally handled it realizes that this is going to be beyond his capability to effectively defend, it's over his head,
yeah,
that he has an obligation to say, look, Mr. Watson, you really need to let me make a call. You need somebody that
I can dot the T's and cross the I's in your contract, but this is bigger than me. Yeah, no, I get that.
Getting back to the complaints, okay, so we've got this, and it raises a couple of questions for me. All right. And the questions are, Cal, you had touched on this earlier in the show. The allegations are that Watson was making appointments for massage, and they were usually in call-in massage. I think one was at a massage place, but in-call or out-call massage is what they call it, where you go to somebody's home or they come to your home.
Right.
And he was finding these people on Instagram and sending them a message via Instagram. Hey, can I book a massage? Can we do this? And obviously people are going to be flattered. Oh, my gosh, the quarterback for the Houston Texans wants me to give him a massage. Everything is great. But, you know, it begs the question, in today's day and age, if you're a professional athlete, why take that risk?
Why do it?
I think the question could be better posed, are you out of your ever-loving mind?
Yes. Why take the risk is one. Two, why go alone? If it is truly, because apparently he was asking for, you know, deep tissue or Swedish massages, well, if that's the case and it is like therapeutic in nature, why not get the massages through your team or have somebody book it up at a facility? So those are all questions that, look, I'm not saying that those instances make him guilty or make him, but those are things that are going to have to be answered at some point in time in the trial. The other side is from the plaintiffs, which is this. Every one of them is alleging a course of conduct which is not only gives rise to a civil lawsuit, but violates the criminal code as sexual assault,
wow,
even the slightest touching. And not one of these, to date, filed with the police department. And we're talking about conduct that's occurred within the last 6 months.
Hmm.
And so then the question is, why go immediately civil suit? If this happened, why not go the criminal route? I know that the plaintiff's attorney said, hey, we've been in contact with the police department. Unfortunately, representatives of the police department, last I read, said, we haven't heard anything.
Hmm.
So that cuts the other way. It doesn't mean that their claims are bogus. Doesn't mean that at all. It's just it raises questions that need to be answered.
Could
in the
course. Could mean they're financially motivated.
Could be. We're headed to our break here. Don't go away. When we come back, we'll talk about this, and maybe we'll talk about Tiger Woods.
Well, speaking of athletes and so on, so there's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here on Radio Law Talk on your radio and, of course, RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text TECH to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word TECH to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word TECH to 48542. Text TECH to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Is this real life?
Where's Fred?
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
Good morning, everyone. Still here, Radio Law Talk. Todd Kuhn, Denise Dirks, Cal Hunter, Fred Penny is on assignment. And so, looking here, we're gonna move into, we talked about Deshaun Watson, so we'll follow that as it goes along. It's just getting started, and it looks like there may be more lawsuits filed. At least that's what the plaintiff's attorney says in his Instagram post. It's the first time that I can really remember where I'm getting my updates on lawsuits from the plaintiff's attorney via Instagram. It's a new world we're living in. No longer press releases. It's all Twitter and Instagram. That's where we're at. But Tiger Woods in the news. And look, we've been covering this one. Oh, do we have a phone call?
Yes, Elaine's on the telephone from Philadelphia, and she has a question, and she promises to make it brief since we're in the last segment of the hour.
Elaine, welcome to the show. What do you got?
Hi, how are you doing? I just wanted to ask a question regarding about a day in court. I didn't get my day in court. My constitutional due process rights were court ordered away, and I'm denied to even appeal the order. And it happened to be for a matter of, it was with child support, which is always modifiable. Any suggestions?
Did you understand the question? I didn't get the question. Did you guys get that okay?
Well, it was my understanding that is the question about getting her day in court, and it was with regard to a child support related matter, and she.
And whether or not she can appeal the decision.
Yes. Denise, you do child support.
I do. And I don't know what, I'm assuming you're in Philadelphia, so you're under that jurisdiction. I don't know the time for appeal of a decision, but it's going to really depend on whether or not the decision is a final decision, number one, and two, whether or not it can be appealed in the pendency of the case, or if the case is over, if it's time to appeal. And in California, I can tell you the time for appeals, but in Philadelphia, I cannot. In California, it's very quick. It's within 60 days. So you definitely want to speak to an attorney in your jurisdiction, and one that specifically relates to family law or family support type issues, and find out, because you do have to act very quickly whenever there's an appeal.
And if you don't, the appeals, as you said, it's gone. You have your chance within that window, and if you're out of the window, it's too bad, so sad. Is that what you're saying, Denise?
Yes.
Wow.
That's right.
Am I listening? I did try to file an appeal, and they crossed it, and they won't let me appeal it. And it is a final order. Mm. And they ordered away my constitutional due process rights.
You know, when we hear these things, and this is one of the things. And thank you very much, Elaine, for the call. Look, this is one of the reasons we say this when we do our disclaimers as well. This is a very fact specific scenario that Elaine is raising. A lot of moving parts about who received notice, when did they receive notice, did they receive notice, did they have an opportunity to say something in court, did they not, did they have representation? A lot of issues going on here, and that's why.
And there might be more issues, too, because with child support, the issues are not just easy. You can't just modify at any time. You may have to have a material change of circumstance. You may have to meet a certain standard to get even a review of that decision by the court.
Exactly. Like a change in employment or a change in compensation or something like that?
So, yeah. Or change in the timeshare. I mean, it could be any of those matters, and it's so incredibly fact-specific and jurisdictional specific that we would be remiss if we tried to give her, Elaine, a specific advice.
Technically, anybody can go in and represent themselves. But I think one of the things that you're learning from a situation like this is, while you could technically represent yourself and file an appeal, there are so many moving parts that it really is in your best interest, especially given the subject matter, to have legal representation that can sit down with you and hear your specific statements in a setting where your conversations are protected by the attorney-client privilege. You have a legal representative who is, by law, looking out for your interests and your interests alone. They're not looking out. They're not trying to say, well, this will be in the better interest of them. And this, it's your interest that they're looking for. And essentially, you have somebody helping you go through that process. And to the extent that we do give advice, the advice would be hire competent legal counsel to represent you in something like
and
that.
And I appreciated the fact that Elaine was brave enough to call. That's not easy. And also, another key point is that she shows that when divorces come up, and Denise must deal with this all the time, things can get emotional. And therefore, it seems like they're stepping away from the fact into, but listen, I didn't get that. You know, and that anger can supplant a process that obviously is very specific.
Well, anytime you're dealing with your children,
yeah.
that is a super important issue. It's probably one of the most important. It's one of the whenever I would consult with somebody, I always save that for last because I do think that is the most important issue that should temper all of the other things you have to think about.
Right.
One of the things also in when somebody undertakes to represent themselves, it's very difficult to focus on the specific issue that's in court at any given time. I'll give you an example. When I was a law clerk, I worked for a local district attorney's office, and I handled child support. Even though I'm now a criminal defense attorney, I did review and adjustments for child support back in the 90s, and we had the hearings where a defendant would show up, and the hearing was solely on the issue of how much did somebody owe in child support on a monthly basis if we were changing it. That was it. And if I had a dime for every time somebody came in and now wanted to talk about, well, I'm not getting my visitation and I'm not getting this, and to have the commissioner, the judge say, that is not what we are here for today. And as an attorney, I get it. As the commissioner, they get it. Everybody gets it there. But somebody that's not familiar with the process, I can absolutely see why that would be so frustrating to come in and say, well, this is, they're all linked. Why can't I talk about this? It's not the issue that's on at that time. It's very difficult for people to stay focused. It's, again, another reason why it's very good to have competent legal counsel representing you in these matters. You know, we were going to get to Tiger Woods, but we're coming up on the top of the hour. I can't even talk. We're coming up on the end of our first hour break. Todd Kuhnen can't speak in complete sentences. I just want to say I talked earlier about the beer case, the guy that sued Anheuser-Busch. Here's another one. I think this might have been a case or no case at one point in time. Husband sues wife over ugly baby. Now get this. So boy meets girl, they have a child, and the baby that's born from the subjective view of the husband looks at the baby and says, oh my, you must have cheated on me because that baby is ugly. Ugly, with a capital U, and had features that neither of the two of them shared. And so he was convinced, you know, where did the nose come from? Where did this come from? You had to. And it was then and only then that she admitted that prior to meeting her husband, she had had extensive cosmetic surgery to alter her physical appearance.
Yes, I recall that.
She had had extensive, which is why, I mean, look, if you get a nose job, that ain't going to fix the DNA that's in your body.
And by the way, I think that was a case from India, if my memory
serves. No, it was China.
It was China. Okay, yeah.
A case from China, and the funny thing is the husband, father, actually wins a $150,000 judgment.
Yes.
Against her. For her misrepresenting the way she looks.
So look, this should go as a warning to everyone when you go and get cosmetic surgery. Now, I don't know if this is precedent setting in China. We have yet to see this in the United States. But if you get cosmetic surgery, I don't know.
Is that like pretending to be wealthy?
Is that false advertising?
Well, the question in California, is it fraud in the inducement such that you could get not a divorce, not a legal separation, but a nullity of your marriage.
Really? No kidding.
Cutting edge issues related to Botox and marriage on Radio Law Talk.
Cutting edge surgery. Very good, Todd.
I try. Cal, take us out.
Okay. We'll be back with more cutting edge legal talk here in a little bit on Radio Law Talk after the top of the hour break. So at 6 minutes after, the show will resume, and we hope you'll take your time to be with us. We thank you for listening. We'll be back.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for radio. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.